Okay, Shmaitz Ashir, special Purim edition. So, we have a Gemara in Megillah, Yud Aleph Adav Beis. A Gemara in Megillah, on Daf. Yud Aleph Adav Beis. No, it's very small. You know, okay, here. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a machlokes. Oh, no, wait, that's... Okay, I'll go on. Oh, here we are. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Uvamosa Yom Ma'elo, Achashverosh makes a party. So first he makes a party for calls all the Sarim and all the Medinas, and then he makes a party for Shushan. So Rav and Shmuel, Machlekes. Chad Domar Melech Pikeach Hoya. Some say he was very clever, because, some say he was a tippish. He was clever because he made for the far ones first, because you don't always get a chance, and they can't always travel, and they're busy, so you make for them a party. And then the Bnei Mosa, the people in the capital city, you can always, you know, you'll deal with them because they're always available, they're always around. So it's a very smart way to do things. The other one says he's a tippish because he should have, if there's a rebellion, like Mubarak found out, or Muammar Gaddafi, if there's a rebellion, then you want to stay on the good side of the people that are in your immediate circle. So he was a tippish. Okay, that's it. Now, the question is as follows. Bishlam of the Mandiyamad says he was a Melech Pikeach. So he says he was a Melech Pikeach. He's very smart. He saw the logic in what he did. But the other Mandiyamad, how could he say he was a tippish? Maybe Achashverosh, let's say Rav holds he was a Pikeach, because it's, the Gemara doesn't say who holds what. Let's say Rav holds he was a Pikeach, because this is a smart way of doing things, right? So Shmuel says he's a tippish. Now, who says he was a tippish? Maybe he held like Rav. How can you call him a tippish? Maybe he had Rav Svara. Now, Shmuel says he's a tippish because the logic should have been this way. But how can you call him a tippish? Maybe he held like Rav. He held Rav Svara. Okay. What? So now this... Yeah, no. It's very serious. So I've always understood... I have two terusim. I'll leave off the first for a moment, and we'll go to the second. That he was called Rav Tippish also. Not, and this is what needs discussion, not that Rav was a Tippish, but if Rav's logic in this matter was a Tippish. Now let's say I have an argument with you, in pure Svara. Remember, we're not dealing here with Psukim, with Mesoras, we're dealing with Svara. What's more logical? What's more correct, right? So if I hold my logic is correct, not like nowadays that everybody has to be politically correct, and I'm talking about if you hold your right, your logic is impeccable. If to you your logic is impeccable, so then the other logic, very possibly, is tippish, is tipshus. In other words, if Rav has a machlekes with Shmuel, let's say about a gevissa inyan, a specific inyan. They argue, and usually arguments in the Gemara are in Svara. They're in Svara what to compare something to. So, here's the question I'm throwing out. And L'chora, the teretz might be that Taka, I'm throwing out as follows. If I am convinced that I'm right, not just I hold like that, and I'm a Balgaiva, but I hold that my logic is correct. And I hold, we're learning Shmaitz, yeah? And the Shmaita says something that if Sufik Deraisal of Kula, then it's Heter. And I say, no, it's not like that. It's not Heter. It's just you're allowed to cross the busy street without looking both ways. Hashem allows you to cross the street without closing your with your eyes closed. And I hold I'm right. Not like nowadays. But I'm convinced I'm right. So Lechora, it's again, I'm only saying it's far, and I hold I'm right. If I hold I'm right, which you should in Torah, so I hold the other person's a tippish. That follows logically. The tipshus just said, look, he's wrong. The tipshus angle is because we're arguing in Svar. It's just a not so nice way of saying, I don't think he would have said on Shmuel, you're a tippish. On Achashverosh, you could say you're a tippish. But that's just an edelkeit. But if I hold your logic is illogical, so in effect, I'm calling you a tippish. It's not a question.
But isn't that in effect crossing the line to where you defined it a couple of weeks ago of what a machlokes was?
Right, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing now. That's what I want to talk about. If I think I'm right, not think, you see, I don't know, if I hold I'm right, my logic tells me this way. I think the imperative is al pi Torah, Baruch HaTorah, Torah, 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 Torah. Nowadays, a philosophy has taken hold in the last few decades. You can't be sure you're right. But I think that's false. According to Torah, there's an imperative to be sure that you're right. When I learn a Tosfos, and I say Pshat and Tosfos, I am mechuyev, I'm obligated to say what I think is Pshat, what I think 100% is Pshat. If I'm not 100%, I'm supposed to keep being ma'ayin, keep digging. I'm learning Torah. I have to reach the truth. So I'm fully aware that it's my set of brains, my set of seichel, my genes, my DNA, my whatever it is, so produce this svara, and to me this is logical. So I'm saying like this. I'm aware that the person arguing with me also has brains, and that his brains produced the exact antithetical svara than what I'm saying. So therefore what? So I say that's just an awareness. But if I hold I was yoreh to the MS, that this is true, what I'm saying is true. It's not, I'm not saying a maybe. I'm not saying something but politically correct. I have to say, you know, maybe it's wrong, I don't know. I talk a no with that. So in effect, I am calling you a tippish. No, it's the svara that your brains produced is not logical. Logic is what might. Now, I'm aware that your brains produced your logic. I'm aware of that, but awareness doesn't have to mean that I give it credence. Just because the brain's produced, it doesn't mean it's right. You have a chroma cup. You're a tipish.
Logic's not really that.
Now, what do you mean? I think it is. What do you say is the only other fact? Is another fact? That's a higher form of logic. That's an intuition that's born of being totally knowledgeable about the thing. That's by the biggest scientists. That's called knowledge. That's called seichel. They don't call that. That's seichel. Because once you're so heavily into an inyan and you know it so well with your brains, so then there's a hookup, then the intuition. Intuition is a form of logic also. We're not talking about Ruach HaKodesh, and we're not talking about guesswork. Intuition means I'm not there yet, my seichel hasn't reached there yet, but it has a certain breakthrough, a certain, like I see it. It's like Erenu, what Bill of Arusha said, Erenu, like Merachov, right? You see it from far, you don't really see the exact point yet, but that's called seichel. Anyway, so what I'm suggesting, based on this Gemara, because else how can he call Achashverosh a Tipish? So again, the harshness of saying Melech Tipish, he would not use by Shmuel, let's say. Let's decide, for simplicity's sake, that Shmuel was the one that said Melech Tipish. I'm sorry, that Shmuel was the one that said Melech Pikeach. So Rav says Melech Tipish, and in fact he's saying Shmuel was a Tipish. So I'm saying yes. Out of Edelkeit, and out of Kovod HaTorah, he wouldn't say Tipesh, and he would call Achashverosh a Tipesh. But in effect, if I'm saying that your brains produce that logic, and my brain produces my logic, and I'm convinced that I'm right, so then I'm saying you're a Tipesh, because that means you're illogical. Your logic is not logical.
From your perspective.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm agreeing with him. That's why I want to be machalic. The fact that I know that it's only my brains and that you also have brains and your brains are telling me, and your brains are telling you differently, is not, this is the modern mistake. That's not a reason for me to backtrack on my sureness that I'm right. That's now that you say, how do you know you're right? How do you know you're right? Not the Chas V'Shalom, you should never go to YouTube. But there was a comedian once, very, very funny piece there is. Because in California, it started a minute to end every sentence of the question. Right?
Like always.
To end every question, like with a rising note. You know what I mean? No, not like that. Like, I'm going to the bus. I'm going to the bus. I'm gonna have to stay work by late. I'm gonna have to stay late by work today. So this guy, like a comedian, a stand-up comic, like was making fun of it, was very, very effectively. And he said beferish, he was like a serious guy, and he was saying that we're. People don't want to voice opinions anymore. So like they want to make a statement that we're not really sure of what we're saying. Don't Chas V'Shalom think that we think we're right. But I don't know. I think in Torah, first of all, it's not bad. But in Torah, you do have to think you're right.
Isn't there also a background issue that
if you're not sure you're right, you cannot be sure you're right if that's the truth that you're not sure you're right. I'm not saying you should make believe. You know you. If you're not sure you're right, so you keep on trucking, it means you don't have a maskona yet. It means you're not sure yet. It means you didn't finish the sugya yet. Okay, that could be. I'm not denying that might be the case in any given case.
But it also could be in the same instance that the two people that seem to be in opposing opinions are just seeing different facets of it.
It could be, but that could be. It's even logical that it's that way because we say Shivim Ponim LaTorah. And there are different ways of looking at something. But when I learn with my Seichel, I think there's a Chiyuv. Part of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to reach the MS that I perceive as being MS, which means I have to be Me'ar Chuz. And if I'm not, I have to keep digging. My point is, the point I'm making tonight is that if I am Me'ar Chuz, then you're a Tipish. There's no middle ground. I might not call you a Tipish unless your name is Achashverosh. But in effect, if I'm convinced I'm right, then you are a Tipish. It means you're saying an illogical piece of logic. Your logic is illogical. That's what a Tipish is. I'm talking about no Masorah involved. I want to stick to Svara.
Okay, but like in this case.
Yeah, in this case, it's a good example.
They could agree with each other. It's just a question of what was the more essential factor that had to be considered.
But you're not answering the question. So how could he call Achashverosh a Tipish? Maybe Achashverosh held like Rav. That's the question I'm putting forth. But how could he call a Achashverosh a Tipish? Maybe a Achashverosh held like Rav.
Because if the Iker consideration of a Malchus first and foremost, they're both right. Malchus has to keep up
the first call him a Tipish.
Foremost thing is securing his hold on the Malchus.
To the degree that he's a Tipish for saying Fakaret.
So
but I don't know what you gained out of your whole thing. So Hatu Kushel the Duchta. How could he call him a Tipish? Maybe he just was saying what Rav said. Maybe he thought of, he was Achashverosh. Maybe he has Rav's mind. Maybe he thought like Rav. Maybe his mind works like Rav worked. Tipish. He says Melech Pikeach. He says Melech Tipish. He doesn't mean Melech Tipish in everything. He might have gone follow him in war and strategy and everything. Melech Tipish in this. That's all in this.
You could ask the question in reverse also. Maybe he held
no, you can't. Doesn't work in reverse.
How could he say he's a Pikeach?
Because I hold he's a Pikeach. Because I hold I'm a Pikeach.
Right, so that means the other one thinks he's a Tipish. The other is the one who says
but that's my question. No, the question is only one way. The question is not how could I say he's a Pikeach. I hold I'm right. I hold it's very logical. And I give him a big yeshikoyach for thinking like me.
You're holding
like
a Tipish
is
a
Pikeach.
That would make you a Tipish.
Well, me then. I hold he's a Pikeach. Because he is saying my Svara. He's hold like me, and I'm right. And his mind is working correctly. His mind is producing pieces of logic.
So
he's a Pikeach. I don't have a kasha on that. That's the kasha. How could... The kasha is even if I hold he's a Tipish... But I shouldn't call him a Tipesh because maybe he held like the other one.
What I'm saying is right, but Rav, I'm not sure who said what, but if Rav
we're making believe that Shmuel, the Gemara doesn't say.
Okay.
For convenience sake, we're making believe it's Shmuel that said he's a Tipesh.
Sure, okay. So if Shmuel says he's a Tipesh, so you're saying that...
I'm asking a question. I'm starting with a question. How could Shmuel call him a Tipesh?
Because it's like calling Rav a Tipesh.
No, that's not my question.
No?
I'm not asking the question that way. I'm asking the question very precisely this way. How can he call him a Tipesh? Maybe he produced Rav's Svara. Maybe he held like Rav. He has a mind just like Rav had a mind. So my answer is, yes, he would call Rav a Tipesh too. That's my answer. Yeah, he would call Rav a Tipesh too. No problem. And now I'm explaining. If I say a Svara, and if I reach the darga of holding I'm right, 100%, because I hold if it's 90%, you have to come back to the Inyan. Then you have to say, you know, I'm not really finished the Inyan. I have to work on it a little more. Once you hit that peak, then you're mechuyev to be 100% sure that you're right.
Yeah. The process of learning.
Yeah.
Right?
So
in the Mechama, obviously, you have, but on the other hand, the person has to be Moda Ba'emes. Even in the middle of the Mechama by Torah, you have to also be
granted
in other positions. So clearly, that even if you hold 100% correct, it's possible.
Finish
yourself.
Anything's possible, but if you really wanted to say that even if you're 100% convinced of your Svara, you still have to think that maybe the other one's right, that's what we're talking about. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's exactly what I'm coming to say. Because if you'd be right, he would have no right to call him a Tipesh. That's exactly and precisely my point.
What does it mean,
Talmud Chachamim? What does it mean? What does it mean, Kamli Bedraba mean?
What does it mean, the Mechadim?
It means they sharpen each other by the process of the dialectic. Of course, I have to be Modal Emes.
What does that mean?
It means if you convince me that I'm wrong, I should admit it rather than stubbornly being embarrassed to admit that I was wrong.
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
If a person is 100% sure they're a good shot, they can never be Modal Emes.
Wrong.
Because they're always right.
No. I've reached that point, but certainly if someone comes with a compelling Svara and proves to me that I'm wrong, and I hear what he says, so I then say, oh, I now realize I was wrong. But this is mamash, you sold a stick of totus. Just because you are thinking, and you're wrong, dead wrong, listen what you're thinking, that if someone would come and convince me that I'm wrong. I should be Modal Emes, which is of course true. So even before that happens, I should never be 100% sure I'm right. I should always, you are saying that, listen, I should always say I'm only 75% sure I'm right, because I have to leave open the possibility that someone will prove me wrong. That's terrible. You have to be 100% sure you're right. The fact that someone could then come and convince you you're wrong is perfectly acceptable.
Is there a raya for me or a svara that you have to be sure?
It's MS. No, I didn't say you have to be sure. You may say, but you have to then admit that you didn't come to the sof ha'inyan. I'm leaving this sugya before I'm finished with it. I'm not sure if I'm right or not, the way I understand Tosfos, but I'm going further. But then I am admitting that I'm not finished with the sugya. I say that to be finished with the sugya means to be sure that you're right, the way the Chazon Ish.
Yeah, really.
That's your chiyuv. It's your. You're always aware. Again, you're always aware that you might be wrong, but that's just an aware. No, you don't know what the word aware means. Awareness doesn't is not internalized in your seichel. Awareness means I'm aware. My seichel tells me that people who are 100% sure they're right can be proven wrong. So I'm aware of that, and I know that that might happen, but that doesn't lessen the degree of my certainty that until that happens, so I'm right. If someone will convince me, someone smarter than me, someone will convince me I'm wrong. Someone will show me the illogic of what I'm saying. So I can,
no, you're 100%.
You might not be 100% sure you're right. You might not be. But the reason to not be 100% sure you're right is not because someone might convince you that you're wrong. That's not true. And if it would be true, then he should not have called him a... He had no right to call him a tipish. Yes, yes, Michal. He has no right to call him a tipish.
My opinion is
no, he's not... How can you even say that he's a... You can't say he's a tipish. Because he has like Rav. And you're leaving room for Rav within your seichel. Don't you see what you're doing? According to you, within your seichel and within your perspective of the sugya, you still have like a corner room roped off for Rav. Margaret Thatcher said, people with open minds, their brains fall out.
Begging the issue, we have to ask the Rav then, what is the pshat of Zet, the Zet, the Zet, what does that mean?
It means that when it's said, it's not said when we argue.
No, in the Gemara.
What he said.
The Rai was from the Gemara, the Rav.
That on a higher level, not in my seichel and not in your seichel, in Hashem's seichel, there's room for both svaras. They could both be true. There are times when, like you said, it's different angles, it's different perspectives. My neshama has a tendency, let's say, Eshama B'Silil, even Rav Sadik says, din and rachamim, has a tendency to din, and therefore my seichel goes in a certain direction. So Hashem, like, above us both, sees it that we're both right.
There's no emes? I'm just pressing devil's
out. I wouldn't say there's no MS. I would say there could be, possibly, it doesn't say always, possibly there could be multiple MS, just like someone who's colorblind. Not, like you said, there's different perspectives. If someone is, you know, is colorblind or tone deaf or lost his sensation in his fingers, right, so he won't be aware, right? He won't be aware of something, so there's a lack of awareness because he can't be omit on it. He doesn't have the tools.
Yeah, you'll say it's red, he'll say it's gray. And no, but you're both right from
that's
your perspective.
It's not universally said, you're making it sound like that's not like the priority rule of Torah.
How do we know? Shagas Arya held the Havamin of Emes Gemara is Emes.
What do you mean by Emes? It
means that you can,
I don't know what you mean.
Build,
that's like a,
you can build the Havamin of Gemara to be true.
Unless the Gemara slugged up that point. If the Gemara did not slug up that point. If the reason it's only Avamina is not because the Gemara said Bedusahi, like you're making a mistake.
Can I back up one step, actually?
Yeah.
In terms of the process of how we learn, as I understand it from the August line by the Eichmann, we have a chiyuv of Yagata, Yigiyya, and the Melashim is Metziyah. All Sechel comes from Hashem. I don't squeeze out the thought. All I can do is work on my meetups and work on my logic and put all my idea, all my effort into it, and then and daven and Hashem gives the person say, but Hashem gives
what? What? Fine. Well, it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the origins of Sechel.
It has nothing to do. It's not a question of like. It's not like. It's like
he
against you, so to speak.
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't know what you mean. Yes, it is. I don't know what you mean. You're talking words. I don't know what you mean.
Okay, in other words, if I would be, first of all, to be 100% sure at something, one has to really work very, 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 very hard.
Mask him.
Amen.
Mask him.
First it comes to that point. And then Moshe Rabbeinu shows up. Not even Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger walks in. No, not a basketball. Not a basketball. Rabbi Kiva Eger walks in. So it's possible that he may.
I granted that already, yes. Okay. But that doesn't lessen the degree to which I'm certain I'm right before that happens. And if I hold it'll never happen.
That was a very big type of honesty. Oneself in Melos is done to that nth degree.
I don't think honesty demands that I say, maybe I'm, you could say maybe I'm wrong, but you shouldn't say maybe what I'm saying is illogical. That's not logical to me. If you think it might be illogical, then think again. Okay.
So do you have some sort of, I feel like a little left in limbo. Do you have some sort of insight to what's going on here?
I hold that he's, in effect, he would call Shmuel a tipesh.
Oh, you really hold that? I wasn't sure if you were.
But I'm just explaining why. But again, not he might not call him a tipesh because that's not edel, it's not nice. Because his logic tells him this way, and he's sure he's right. So that means it's not a chid in a chidish anymore. So of course, then Shmuel's a tipesh. It's not a nice word, tipesh. It means Shmuel's svara is illogical and wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. He should have invited them first. The other way is absurd, ridiculous, krum, crooked thinking, terrible thinking, bad, tipish, tipshus.
Is it the same as the modern thing that I...
Because you want to learn and you want to say this is the way, this is your truth, and now we're going to learn the Gemara based on my truth. I don't want to learn the Gemara based on your truth. Your truth is to slip. Yes. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way.
Okay.
But I do have another teretz to explain it. Now there's one teretz is Taki would call Shmuel a shtus, a fool. But the reason is, okay, then I have another reason. I have another pshat.
He's not smart enough to reach Rav's conclusion. In other words, because he's Achashverosh, I can call him a tipesh. He didn't think like Rav. He didn't have a good
story. Why not? Maybe he did.
I'm saying, but that could be his tzad. Maybe he holds this Achaveros is a tipish.
So Sufik tipish.
He's no Rav.
Achlag is Rambam and Rajma. Sufik tipish. I have another teretz. We're in the Olam Ha'asiyah, right? There's many people who are smart or think they're smart, and they can't put it into action. There's something missing, right? So I hold like this. Let's say Shmuel had a certain svara. So Rav I'm going now with a different teretz. In other words, I'm assuming that when I learn, I could leave room for the other guy. But again, I have to explain myself. Even according to what I said before, you should leave room for the other guy, machmas your awareness that lemaisa you might be wrong. So you might be want to call him a tipish or his svara tipshus, but let's say when he walks in, you're going to stand up for him when he walks into the room, because his seichel told him it's right. Okay, so now, yeah. So the other teretz is, if you don't assume that, so like Rav holds Shmuel is not a tippish. Why? Because he had a bad svara. A bad svara is not a tippish. It's a bad svara. Whatever you want to call it, give it a different name. But Achashverosh carried it out. When you carry it out, you talk a tippish. A lot of people hold a lot of things. Baruch Hashem, they never get a chance to carry it out. I have a surefire way to make money, and I have this grandiose scheme, so I'm not a tippish. If I actually go ahead and do it, that's my other tarets. Achashverosh did it, not tippish. Even Shmuel holds these, even, let's say, Rav held like Achashverosh. He didn't hold him a tippish for doing it. And Shmuel holds Rav is not a tippish. It was like he didn't do it. It's just in theory. It's in theory, you can hold a lot of things. You'd say probably 10 svaras a day that would have, you know, that by the next day you should dump it into the garbage can, right? So that's the first time.
He would have acted on Rav's thoughts.
The terrence is he did it. Achashverosh did it. If you do it, you're a shaita. If you stop thinking, you theorize, and you have an idea in your head, call a kavod. You did it? What? I can't believe you went ahead and did it. You're a shaita. You're a dipish. I didn't mean you should do it. Okay, that's the other terrors. I have to stop here. Okay, Yishkoyach, have a friendly Kippurim. I'm not learning tomorrow night because I have a Suda's bris to attend. Thank you. Big Shabbos. What are you talking about? Big time Shabbos. I'm giving a Kiddush. I'm giving a Kiddush Shabbos. The bris is not it. The bris is tomorrow night. The bris is tomorrow morning. Sorry.
Short question.
What? Yes, my sister, my daughter's son. My daughter had a son. Okay. It's in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning. Every shul is fighting over the way he should daven. Can you knock on? I don't know, I really have no strength. Let me try to nap for 8 minutes.
Should I knock?
Yeah, please.